Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are talking The Arrangement, Episode 7, Trips. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I am your host, Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tessa_Saval. And ladies, where can they find you?
What's up, guys? I'm Jessica Carroll, and you can find me at JessCarrollTV on all social media platforms.
And I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at AllieGirl.
And don't forget to follow AfterBuzz on all social media platforms at AfterBuzzTV. So you guys, we saw a huge, or not a huge side from Terrence, but a really different side from Terrence this episode.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we saw a different side from a lot of the characters.
Yeah.
Which I loved. I loved seeing, you know, a little bit more reveal, kind of a little more relatable. So yeah, I'm excited to dive into it all.
Yeah, no, we definitely got to see some background history of their characters that we've been dying and asking for. So you finally got some answers, questions answered.
Yeah,
this definitely. Episode.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about Terrence doing? I mean, I almost want to feel like this was a normal thing for him to go do drugs or shrooms with no side effects. I didn't really understand exactly what the drug was that he did. But he did drugs. He was lying in that water bed. Mm-hmm. And he was tripping out. He had a really bad trip. And I think it showed a lot of his character that I think a lot of us were kind of expecting was there. But we finally saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you guys think?
As soon as I saw Megan come into the picture as, like, being like, Terry, you know what I mean? Totally trying. Like, that was what he wanted. Like,
yeah.
And that makes so much sense to me now because I'm like, that's why he didn't want her for Kyle. Because he was jealous. Because he liked her so much that he was like, no, Kyle can't have this one. And that's why he kept trying to push Deanne away from Megan. That was my initial reaction. Like,
really?
I thought that because, like, seeing that was like, that makes so much sense. Like, he wants to be Kyle and then he wants to have his girl. Like, he's just so jealous of everything. So if he could, like, help deny one thing from Kyle, it was true love or, like, you know, a great girl for him. So I think that was what this showed me.
That's interesting because I was actually, like, the whole Megan thing kind of threw me off. But what I think is that Terrence just overall wants to be Kyle. Mm-hmm. He wants the fame. He wants the acting career. He wants the house. He wants the lifestyle. He wants, you know, being the rich and the famous with the hot girlfriend. He wants all of it. I think that the Megan thing is what, like, threw me over the top because we all know that he kind of always wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
But I think it's more he just wants to be Kyle. And so if he can control Kyle's life, it's like he kind of has a grasp on it still.
Yeah.
So that was just really freaky. And how, you know, when he first showed up with all the mannequins in his institute, he was like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Like, next room.
Yeah,
that really
was super
strange.
Weird and creepy. Because at first I was like, I was trying to figure out why he would see his own institute with these mannequins. You know, like, does he think that? Because obviously mannequins are fake.
Yeah.
They're not real.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, so that's him imagining, like, even what I've created is all fake.
Of course, yeah.
And so it was just interesting.
Or the mannequin just represent, like, he doesn't really care about them. Like, they're just their bodies. They're just there. He doesn't really care about anyone at the institute.
Right.
That's kind of how I took it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I mean, I think it was just so, I don't want to say surreal. I don't know if that's the best word, but to finally see all these things, like, really processing in Terrence's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw Kyle really stand up to Terrence for the first time.
That was a game changer for me because we had talked about this briefly before going live. And I think for me, it was such a trigger because I was starting to feel scared and nervous and anxious because I'm like, oh my gosh, Terrence can do no wrong. Everybody lets him get away with these terrible things that he's done. And you didn't see Kyle fight back too much, but you could see how emotionally distraught he was. So I was feeling for Kyle and his character and just how it was breaking my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finally saw him like, lash out at Terrence to finally be like, listen, you are not going to control me like a puppet. I was like, yes. Yeah. Like, Kyle, thank goodness, because then I started to see the real Kyle. And what we've seen so far is a cultivation of what Terrence wanted us to see. And that was, like, it's such an amazing way how, like, writers and actors and, like, they all come together. Because, like, you see, like, their writing come through. And that's what they wanted you to see, is that, like, he was totally captured into Terrence's world. And so we've seen, like, him break out of Terrence. Like, it's like he shattered the glass. And he's like, I'm going to figure it out now.
I've been waiting for this moment. And it's because Megan has brought it out of Kyle. And when Lexa was here, she told us that there's going to be so many twists and turns. And you guys are just going to go, bah! And literally this episode, I was doing that, bah! I was like, this finally, finally Kyle is standing up to Terrence. I kind of wish he choked him a little bit longer, but that's okay. not to the point of death, but just like, he deserved that choking. There was a lot of choking in this episode, though. Yeah. I mean, freaking Annika choking Deanne, Kyle choking Terrence. It was just all over the place.
So I want to go back to what you said, though. You think Megan really pulled it out of Kyle?
Yeah. I think that she, because Megan also went to, I can't remember if this was before or after. I think it was, but she was like, someone in a BMW is following me, and I think it's Terrence. And I think just all these little things are making Kyle realize that the Institute and Terrence in general has so much more control than he thinks.
Yeah.
And that it's not healthy and it's being fake. Like, why would Terrence follow Megan?
Yeah.
I mean, now we kind of, and we know a little bit more because of the whole shrooms scenario. But I think it's Megan's honesty and just being real with him is really making Kyle realize, like, Terrence is not the best person.
Yeah. And I think that's a great point, because before, I think he was kind of in his daily routine. He did everything what Terrence said. He didn't think twice about it. And so Megan's character has really been able to bring out a different side of him that he might have not known was there. Mm-hmm. Because we have heard that he's had a struggling background. So he latched on to any form of, like, cherishment and family. And so he never had that. And obviously, we've only been brought into the story where we don't know what his and Elizabeth's relationship was like. So that's kind of hard. But at the same time, like, I think that whatever Megan is meant to be, is she's supposed to be that person of defiance and be like, you can still be successful without him.
Right. Yeah.
Like, whatever he's going to do to your career, you have the talent.
Yeah. You don't need Terrence.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Do you think Elizabeth and Terrence had any sort of relationship, like, outside of the relationship Megan and Terrence have? Like, do you think it was a similar relationship? Or do you think something else went down? I mean, the whole fact that she left at the wedding.
I mean, that's kind of been in the back of my mind. Like, why did she actually leave, and what was the... Because she keeps bringing up how, like... Because she... Remember when she approached Megan in the bathroom, and she kind of gave her, like, in a really rude way.
Aggressive.
Like, an aggressive way. Like, just watch out. Terrence is going to always be there, kind of thing. And I'm just thinking that, you know, Elizabeth wasn't the one for him. And so she wasn't able to bring out that side of Kyle. So I think maybe what we're supposed to think is that Kyle was very much still under, like, Terrence's, like, we can call it, like, a spell. You know what I mean? And I don't think he saw anything wrong with what he was doing, because he was like, no, it's for this, it's for this. And so Kyle's feeling real emotions with Megan and raw emotions that he's never felt before, I think. And so I think that's why he's able to step out of that a little further than he was before with Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Because I think, kind of disagreeing with what you said earlier, Allie, that Kyle or Terrence kind of likes Megan.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he was in her trip. I think I'm more with Jess in the fact that I think he just is more like, I want to be Kyle, and that's Kyle's girlfriend right now.
Well, maybe I explained it wrong, but what I meant is, I think that it's not necessarily that he thinks Megan is, like, awesome, but it's more so like he, well, maybe, I guess, it's not that he wants to be with Megan, but it's more so he's jealous of how amazing she would be and how she can make him even stronger as, like, a person. And so he wants to keep that, like, one dose of, like, the last potion of, like, making this perfect Kyle. And he knew that she would kind of be that person. Maybe I'm going back and forth of what I'm saying now. Because
I could have misinterpreted what you said earlier, too.
No, but I'm just, it's like, I think that he just, like, he knew, like she was so amazing, and he was like, if she gets with Kyle, it's gonna be perfect. And then he has this perfect hot girl, like, what do I have, kind of thing.
Well, I just find it really interesting. I know I've talked about this before, that Terrence is, I mean, and Deanne, their relationship is so unmonogamous and so untraditional, and I just think it's really interesting because Kyle and Megan's is designed to be monogamous, and there's, like, all these clauses in the contract that you can't cheat and all this stuff. But yet Terrence is, like, having these threesomes and having all these sexual experiences, and it's just, like, a little off-putting to me.
Yeah.
That, like, in everything else in Kyle's life, they seem to be on the same page except for that, which is kind of a huge part of your life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And also, when Kyle was there and told Terrence in his, you know, state of mind, like, you're holding on too tight. And my whole thing was, what is he holding on too tight to? Wanting to be Kyle?
Yeah.
Or wanting to have control? Or holding on to, like, what do you, in your mind, what is he holding on to too tight?
I think, and I keep going back to this, it still hasn't been explicitly explained in the season, but in an episode that E! News did, or an interview that they did, he said he was a failed actor.
Yeah.
And I think that's where all of it is deriving from, and he's just, like, trying to cope with it in too many different ways. And
yeah.
It's obviously come to a head now.
Well, and I think when he was on his trip, he said, when he was talking to Kyle, he was like, acting is the art of real emotion. He was like, those emotions come from real experiences. It was something along those lines, right? I think it was something along
where... Well, he was basically saying you have to have emotion to act like you have emotion.
And
he's like, you don't have emotion. And then Terrence defended himself saying, like, I do. Like, when Sophie died, like, it made me sad. And when Kyle died, like, I felt relieved. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, he... And I think that that was the thing, is I don't think he carries emotion. And he... And that's kind of where it's like, maybe he's trying to live through these people that have emotions. I don't know, but...
Which is interesting, weird. Too, because if we rewind to Venice, and we... When Megan kind of... saw their Skype session when he was counseling Kyle to cope with the emotions that he was currently dealing with. It's just so weird because I feel like Terrence doesn't deal with his emotions.
I'm
starting to see so much,
like, what, like what is his actual Emma, like, what is his motive?
Like, it's very double-sided, everything he does, like, more and more and more.
Well, I think that's what's so crazy, too, is that even though we did get so many answers, is we finally had Deanne talk about, like, we're in a monogamous relationship, we're experimenting, you know, we finally got that answer, because we're like, what, do they have an array, like, what is it?
Right.
And then we finally kind of got a little bit of what's going on in Terrence's mind, but the only thing, like, we still don't really exactly know what the Institute does, we don't know what Terrence's motive is, besides we know that he's a failed actor. So I feel like this, like, we've gotten so many pieces, but, like, he's a huge factor of, like, we maybe saw one side of him, but there's gonna be, like, I feel like he's just gonna, it's gonna continue to be this, like, downward spiral of woes and just, like, what's going on.
Sure.
I completely agree. I think this is, like, the beginning of, like, the downfall
of the
Roman Empire. Is, like, I just hope that after,
because let's talk about Megan a little bit, because I think now that Megan has opened up, hopefully it'll have Kyle reveal a little bit more.
I think definitely. I got that as soon as she opened up about that, and they were in the limo, and basically he was just like, and he even said, like, he mouthed, I love you.
Yeah.
And then he was feeling that.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I was like,
he is perfect.
I know.
He is. I literally watched this and I'm like, why is not, no offense to my boyfriend, but I'm like, why are you like, this is,
he's like, perfect. Oh my gosh.
He is, I'm like, I literally rewinded. I was like, oh my God, this moment. And I love how everyone is staring at the car, like,
and
waving goodbye,
they're just
staring at each other. Honestly, okay, Kyle's love for Megan in my opinion, is so real. Mm-hmm. Megan's love for Kyle,
questionable.
Yeah. Not as much. I do think that she loves him. Mm-hmm. She might get caught up in the lifestyle a little bit. Like, when she was driving her Maserati, she was like, love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the car, too. But love you. Like, obviously, if you just get a new car. But I'm still kind of questioning whether what she said is 100% true.
Really?
About Evan. And the only reason why I'm questioning that is because when Tessa revealed that Rachel, who of course was Evan, her stepbrother's girlfriend.
Yeah.
When Tessa, who's the best friend, said, oh yeah, Rachel's coming to my wedding. It was kind of like it wasn't that big of a deal. And if they were best friends, maybe Tessa just doesn't know the whole story. Or maybe Megan wasn't telling the whole story. Yeah. Because the way she
really interesting point.
The way she even kind of brought it up, like, she brought it up in like 5 minutes in like a random bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, when someone could easily walk in, when that's a conversation that's kind of deep.
Yeah.
And something that you should be like, you know, like, I will talk about this later.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I feel the same way in certain extents, because when she was explaining the story, I almost thought that she may have killed this guy.
I thought she killed him.
Yeah. And because I was like, whoa. Yeah, that's because the way that she was looking at him and like, or seeing flashbacks of him, like when she was in the sink, like she was like, just like seeing his face and then seeing his face in Kyle. Like, I felt like there was something else to the story too. But then when she explained it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's traumatizing. But at the same time, I did kind of feel like maybe there is something unsaid, because she didn't, it's not like she felt like, oh, I finally said it. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, I said maybe part of it.
Yeah. I think that there's either more to the story or she's not telling the whole truth. I'm not sure, but I feel like she's still holding back. But I think that now that she, and I loved how Kyle reacted. He wasn't, you know, over the top. He just kind of.
The perfect boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
He was understanding. And I think because it can almost relate, I guess, because of this whole situation that's been happening. And I think he's hoping that if he tells her, like, you know, it's going to be something that they can get through together. Yeah. And he won't even need the Institute of the Higher Minds to get over it. Like, he'll have her to go through.
Yeah, peace out, Terrence.
Yeah, bye, bye. People.
You guys, you're really turning my wheels now, because I just totally bought into what Megan said. I did not think anything else.
Well, I think...
But, like, also, why... Because Rachel kind of, at first, was just confused as to why she was kind of awkward around Rachel.
Yeah.
So, I'm curious to know, you know, and also, when she said, oh, Evan died, he got in the hands with the wrong people.
It was, like, a very, like, he got in the hands with the wrong people.
Yeah, like that's not really how you describe a death. Like, I mean, you know.
Well,
like,
especially a family member. It's very.
Yeah, I don't know. But also, really quick, before we jump to the next subject, I do want to say, when she was picking up the phone and talking to Nate, she did seem, like, I'm jumping back to what you were saying about how you don't know if she's fully in love with Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Only because when she was picking up the phone and, like, saying hi, like, she totally wanted to go and see him.
Oh, for sure.
And so it was just kind of like, it's like you have this tear because you see this vulnerable moment with Kyle where he's totally understanding and accepting her for who she is. And then you still have these, like, backtrack moments. You're like, but, like, 5 minutes ago, she was just, like, talking to Nate, acting as if she was going to come out.
Right. And I loved the scene where they're practicing the play and the director, Nate, stopped them. And she was like, he's like, how are you always in my head? And she's like, I like it there. And then her manager, I forget her name. Or her agent or manager. Oh my god,
yeah, I'm totally blanking out too.
I just know her real name.
She, at the end, she was like, you're totally sleeping with this guy.
Yeah.
And I love how just honest and blunt she is.
Yeah. And she's like, well, not exactly. Like, we're just having, like an emotional relationship or something. But, yeah.
But even during the play, when Josh, or Kyle, came and he had tears in his eyes, like, he is...
He melts my heart.
Oh my gosh, he's emotional. He loves so her. Cute. He treats her nice.
I know. I know. He's, I mean, for, I mean, in the, if you look back to like when we first were predicting the show and I was kind of like, eh, I don't trust him.
Yeah.
But now I'm
doing like
almost. Yeah. Now I'm like, I totally trust Kyle and I'm having my reservations about Megan's authenticity in this relationship and like what she actually wants out of it.
Who do you guys think is in the BMW? Do you guys think it's Terrence?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, who do you think it is?
I don't know. I just feel like Terrence almost, like, wouldn't stoop that low. Like, he would have someone else do it.
Yeah. Well, I did actually, I think last episode, when he was in the BMW, or whatever that was, I think I had thought it was the guy that killed Sophie. Connor. I think I thought it was him because he seemed to be the one that always does the dirty work.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I think I hadn't seen, I thought I saw Terrence in there. So it's either, for me, it was like either one of those two.
Yeah, I still think it's either Terrence or for some weird reason, I think it might still be her friend,
Hope. Sean or Hope?
Hope or Sean.
But I don't know if Hope would have, like, does she have BMW?
Maybe not, but I still think she's out there to get Megan.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. We haven't seen the friends in a while.
Yeah.
That like, is a good point.
And, like, the last time we saw them, they were all friendly hanging out, and it was kind of awkward because it was like, well, Sean, you guys had this awkward encounter. Yeah. No one's told Megan yet. So that's going to somehow, I feel like those friends, too, are going to come back in a huge way because we started the story with them, so, like, they're not going to go by the wayside. Like, something tragic is going to happen or come up, and it's going to be big,
I think. Yeah.
Well, and what I kind of found interesting in this episode, too, like, going back to Megan, is, okay, so we found out she has a stepbrother. So, in theory, she technically has two immediate families, right? So, it's just interesting that none of them are really in her life. You know what I'm saying? Like, she has step-siblings, and she clearly has, like, either an additional parent or an additional two parents, like... So I just think it's interesting that we still don't know anything, and I feel like her family is bigger than...
Well, I think that's a great point you bring up, because I feel like we just heard she was an orphan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you think, because they said that she was an orphan, right? Like, and that she didn't have parents, and I don't know if they explained it too much, and then we found out this episode that her mom died, because remember she was like, oh, the last time I was here was at my mom's funeral. And then we find out that she's a stepbrother. So it does kind of raise questions like, so now if you line all these stories up, they just don't match up. To me, that doesn't make... I mean, obviously you can have stepbrothers if you were adopted, but we don't know if she's adopted, right?
Like, I'm confused. So those... Because those weren't her parents.
No, those were her best friend's parents.
Yeah. Okay, so... Yeah, I'm confused. And that's why when she walked into the bedroom, that wasn't her bedroom.
No.
That was Tess's bedroom. Yeah. That's why she was like, hey, Rachel was in... There's a picture of Rachel.
Which is kind of weird, too, because... I don't know. Maybe I'm a little judgmental, but... If Tessa is still kind of putting up, like, pictures, like, in a high school type of way... Like, I was like, what is going on?
I feel like that's, like, sometimes in movies or shows, they always show when they go back home.
Yeah.
Their room is exactly the same since they were in high school. Which, like, I mean, I don't... mine's not like that. I don't even... My mom doesn't even live in the same house.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was, like... They kept it for a little bit, but I couldn't imagine being 30 and going back and... I mean, maybe it does actually happen, but I guess since my mom moved, it was not the same.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a room.
Yeah. That's always like that in movies.
Yeah. So I think that's what they were trying to do is like, oh, they're doing a flashback, so her room's exact same.
But I think that's why it felt so weird to me is because it felt like a flashback room with like a current item in it. Like, it sounded like she had recently joined the picture again.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
it's
just kind of like, it felt a little weird to me.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, a picture of her face. She wasn't, like, in the pictures. It was just, like, a picture of her.
Yeah, that's why I felt it was so weird.
Yeah.
It was, like, just like a... Like, I don't have a solo shot of either of you guys in my room. Like, that would just be weird to me.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. But go... Okay, I have one more thing about Megan before we switch subjects.
Yeah.
I felt like she was scared of Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, more so, like, whatever happened, if she is telling the truth or she's not, like, she looked terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I feel like something, like, if what happened, like, I'm just very jarring thing, not okay. But I feel like there could be something else.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, I guess my only thought now that my wheels are turning is, if her mom died at a young age and, like, he fell into the wrong crowd and he has, like, this aggressive personality
yeah.
that was shown by how he acted with her.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that led to why her mom
her
died.
Her mom died?
Oh.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, because it definitely, there's something more. If you put all these pieces together, there's something more yeah. to this frightening backstory.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. So, when Kyle and Megan showed up, the best friend's mom had her Facebook Live, but I felt like Megan and Kyle were so chill about it. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, I'm just curious to know if the best friend knows all the details about
I don't think so.
Yeah,
it didn't seem like Megan shared a lot of information about it.
I think they had a conversation when they were, like, chatting, and I think it was something, when she was asking about the marriage, I think she kind of, like, alluded to, it was a joke, kind of, like, she was like, yeah, like, we're headed there.
Yeah.
So I think she doesn't know. Yeah. I think it was, like, she was kind of in her head, like, yeah, little do you know, we have a contract that eventually we're going to get married.
Right.
Technically, I'm engaged, but yeah. we don't have a ring.
And how she was like, well, you're scared about your, you know, life ahead of you. And then Megan's like, well, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I know, that was crazy. I was like, what?
I know. I wish I could read my friends like that.
We're like, hey, haven't seen you in a while. If you said that, they'd be like, what?
Yeah.
So that is a way to, like, greet your friend. Like.
Yeah. And then I loved how they're like, all right, so, Kyle, you can get to work and just, you know, we're just going to sit back and watch you work on this
gazebo.
A gazebo. Even though the wedding's tomorrow, which it probably would have totally been built by then, but that's okay.
I felt a little, like, off to me, too. Well, okay, also, now that we're, like, kind of talking about those parents again, it sounded like they kind of took Megan in.
Yeah.
Like, they felt very, like, because the way the father was talking to Kyle was, like, how
a dad figure.
I would imagine Megan's dad would talk to a boyfriend.
That's why, at first I was confused, like, wait, are these Megan's parents? I was just really confused.
Well, and another confusing thing, too, is, like, you couldn't tell, because she said the last time I was here is when my mom was passing, so it's like, so these were friends from her, these are her mom's friends, like, how close were they? Or, like, I don't know, I just couldn't, there wasn't a clear connection on, like, how they, and I don't think they explained too much, like, how they came into their life,
yeah.
right?
Well, it was kind of alluded to, and then Megan, I think, was just super vague about it.
Yeah.
Well, and I just feel like the relationship that Megan has with Tessa is very different than the relationship that Megan shares with Sean and Hope.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. she didn't seem as open and...
Yeah.
For sure.
No, just, it didn't
like
seem
like, she's hiding something.
Well, not even that. I just felt like they weren't as close. It was just very obvious. It was almost like a cousin, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, lastly, we should talk about Deanne and Terrence, because Terrence kind of finally let the reins go with Kyle at the end of the episode. I thought that was a really, really big deal.
Yeah.
It was weird to me because I was trying to figure out, after he goes on that weird trip and he is like, they're like, he's trying to find out how he can fix the Institute. And so when he comes back and he starts talking to the members and the new members, I was in my head being like, okay, is he being genuine now? Was that what his whole trip was about? It was like being a genuine person and really actually putting his emotions into it. And so, like, I thought that maybe him telling Deanne, you know what, actually, like, I'm going to let you do this one, because he always has to have control. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't tell if that was an authentic way of him letting the reins go a little loose and having Deanne have her own life. Maybe he'll let Kyle have his own. Like, you know, maybe he's learned from his mistakes. But oh, I could be totally wrong. I don't know. What did you guys think?
So, I mean, I'm so confused, because when, this is kind of going back a little bit, but when Deanne found out that Kyle no longer had that, was that in this episode? I'm getting them all confused. Didn't have the directing job anymore.
No, that was, I think, a couple episodes ago.
Okay.
That was last episode.
Was that last episode? Did you guys hear her say, well, you did just bone him?
I missed that.
I didn't rewind it, so I could totally be wrong. But I'm just wondering if what Kyle did to get
the Institute, free.
Free of this, detective with sexual favors, if maybe he's done before, but I could be totally wrong. So, I don't know. But just, the way Kyle didn't push before he, showed up at the detective's door, for 2 hours. 2 hours is a long time. I feel like Kyle should have been like, Terrence, did you, offer her this or offer her that? He just kind of did it.
Yeah. He didn't, fight
back. That is very true.
He didn't fight back at all. I mean, obviously, after he did it, he was like, did you fight back for me? And he realized that Terrence didn't.
Yeah.
But before he even went, it was kind of like Kyle had kind of done that before. I kind of had that impression.
Now that you're saying it, I totally agree with you.
For me, I was totally caught off guard because I thought he was going to fight it. I didn't think they were actually going to go through with it. I was telling Tessa this last episode that I thought that Kyle was going to go with, a recorder or something on him, record her saying, are you ready? Kind of, because then at the same time, they'd both have blackmail towards each other.
Right.
And either way, there would be no going anywhere because they both have something bad, because she could get fired, she could go to jail.
Well, clearly, it was being filmed because Terrence was watching.
Yeah, but that's what I thought, they were just going to record it and that was going to stop, and that's why I thought the recording was on, because I thought they were all going to be your hands up, you're arrested to her. And then, so that's where my brain went. So then after that happened and they didn't catch her, I was like, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's so weird. I just, the whole Institute thing is creeping me out with all the sex going on. And then Annika and Deanne, how Deanne was just, using her as this escape. And then we find out that Annika does,
she's like a dominatrix or something.
Yeah, she's a horny screenwriter sex girl. What?
I'm uncomfortable. I'm just I don't even know.
It's a lot. Okay, yeah. Ashley, I lied. This is the last thing. Kyle's house got broken into. Who do we think did it?
I think it was Terrence. Because the police officer said something along the lines of, the person who did it wanted you to know that they were here and that they're kind of in control of the situation or something along those lines. So I think it was Terrence.
I do think it was stemmed by Terrence, but I kind of think also it might have been Elizabeth. Is that his?
Oh. Really? Why?
Because I feel like Terrence and Elizabeth have something, they're communicating. And I feel like maybe she still has, I don't know, a key or, just wants to prove to Kyle that she still is in control. And even though she didn't steal anything,
that could definitely.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if, she would obviously need help to, do it all. And I'm sure Terrence encouraged her and was behind it, but I kind of feel like she was somehow involved in it. I don't know why.
Now when you say that, now my whole theory is of everything could change and shift gears, because then I could see where you're coming from with that, and that means that her and Terrence could have been in it together and cultivated this whole plan in order to get him in the palm of their hands on whatever this plan may be.
Because I feel like even with the whole trip, I don't think so much it was that he wants to be with Megan. I think that he just doesn't want Megan with Kyle, because Elizabeth isn't someone who wants to control as much and didn't bring out this side of Kyle. And Megan is clearly doing that and tearing their relationship apart with Terrence.
That is true.
So I think that Terrence is like, oh, God, we need to get Megan out and Elizabeth back in there.
Oh, okay. I can see that happening.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Even, how she came over and she did that interview on the talk show saying that she still loves him.
That is true. That felt slightly planned to me.
Yeah, because then you're right.
She was on a talk show. Kyle was on a talk show rollerblading around. That was funny. But,
That's a very good point you bring up.
I don't know how
But I agree in the sense that I think she will be back. I definitely think we're going to see her again in the next couple episodes. Well, we only have 3 left.
That's I know, crazy. Buddy got picked up for season 2, yes! Which is so awesome. Yeah.
Yes. That was so amazing. Such great news.
Yeah. All right, do you guys have any predictions before we wrap up?
I feel like I kind of said them throughout this episode. And now, you're after.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of said mine throughout this episode, but maybe over an overarching one is that I'm totally wrong that Deanne is going to take over the Institute with everybody. That's definitely not happening anymore. But I do think that somehow Kyle will take over the Institute or, like, take it down. Because I think he's so angry about what happened that he's going to figure – he's in his mind right now figuring out a way to get out in the, like, safest way possible for his career, for himself, for anything. And I think he sees that in Megan. But I'm not totally convinced yet that Megan is fully in it with Kyle.
I kind of agree with you. I'm questionable over Megan. Mm-hmm. But I think that Kyle, now that Megan revealed something, I'm not sure if it's the whole story, but now that Megan revealed, I think Kyle's going to reveal a little bit more. I think Megan is still going to pull Kyle away from Terrence. Ultimately, my goal is that Kyle destroys Terrence, reveals all the secrets about the Institute, gets rid of the place, and then Megan and Kyle just go off and they're happy, and Terrence is shut down and locked up, and Deanne is happy.
Wow. That is a prediction. Okay. So,
Terrence has no hope.
Terrence is now in his own institute.
Locked Hi, Terrence. I really liked a lot of your guys' predictions. I still am holding out for Deanne to, like, take over. I think it's all, like, something's going to spin, and I feel like Sean is going to come back into the picture in a huge way. Like, I feel like we saw a lot of her strong, like, lawyer skills at the beginning, and she was giving Megan all this advice, like, don't forget about your past, like, da-da-da, like, don't forget what happened, like, this is a big deal, da-da-da, and I feel like, I don't know, I'm waiting for it, but I think something big is going to happen with her.
I totally agree.
Kyle, like you guys said, is going to bring down the Institute. I'm obsessed with him. And Terrence is going to crumble.
Yeah. Terrence is going down.
So basically, he's been the
villain.
Kyle.
And so obviously, we have to hate the villain.
Yeah. You know what? You just said something, how Deanne is going to come back in this big way. Do you think it was maybe Deanne who destroyed Kyle's house? Deanne and Annika? Like the two of them double team it?
I never even would.
Like maybe they're, I don't know, searching for something and they didn't find it, or I don't know. Like, maybe they're searching something about Terrence and not even about Kyle.
Maybe.
I just thought of that. I don't know.
Just don't see them as being that violent. Yeah. Like, I feel like if they were going to try to, like, snoop around and find something, they wouldn't, like, completely
destroy it.
Because I feel like with Deanne, too, I think even Lexa might have mentioned something about how she's very much about her career. And, like, without Kyle, she doesn't have her, like, production... She could still have, like, production, right? What is it? Her artistic ability with, like, producing a movie. I think Kyle gives her that, like, leeway of whatever that may be. So, I don't know.
Yeah, because I just don't see any reason for Deanne to attack Kyle.
Yeah.
Like, they're partners in my mind.
Yeah, that's true.
Annika, though, I don't know. She's always been a little sketchy to me.
She is sketchy.
Like what's going to happen next?
Hop in the car, like, start choking, what?
So aggressive. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. I was your host, Tessa Saval. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tessa_Saval. And ladies, where can they find you?
Take it away.
Alrighty, I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And you guys can find me on all social media platforms at JessCarrollTV. Thank you so much for watching.
Yeah, and don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.